Greetings once again, my brothers, my sisters, in the name of the one we all know, Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher of our faith, the one that showed us the way. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. He's the one that showed us how to be one in the vine, one in the Father, one in truth, one in Him. And as we continue on in what has right now been a difficult time, a challenging time. My gosh, has it been a difficult time. And I know if you haven't heard from me for a little bit, sometimes it's a little tough to put things out. But, yeah. But hey, I'm here. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to do the best you can. Sometimes, you know, you've just got to... You know, they say when you're at the end of your rope, to tie a knot and hold on. So, yeah, you know, it's just we're all experiencing a challenging and a difficult and a trying time right now. For many, this is there's so much ambiguity. There's so many. There's so many places where, you know, unless God gives us clarity, there is no clarity. Unless God gives us direction, there's no direction. Unless your Heavenly Father shows you, we don't have an answer. And I would rather live in the truth than to try to fake it till you make it, than to try to give people platitudes and to try to speak with conviction when you don't know. And I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of people... very convincingly say, this is what this is, and they don't have a clue. Now, we do know some things. God has shown us some things. Our Heavenly Father has shown us some things. You know, when we were coming into all of this, you know, He spoke to us about the wave of light. He spoke to us about riding the wave, you know, keeping our eyes on Christ, to be aware but not distracted, you know, so these are things that we understand. These are things that we have continued to move in. But yeah, it is a challenge. You know, it is a challenge, and you know, it's challenges all over the world. Wherever you are in the world, this has been a time of tribulation, a time of trouble, a time of difficulty, a time of things being shaken up, and of people struggling to have answers to difficult questions and decisions, and people seeing efforts that they've made and things that they've built and being evaporated or destroyed. You know, that's hard. You know, that's a hard thing when you have worked to build, to create, to make something. You put your best in, and then to see it destroyed for no fault of your own, mind you. For no apparent reason, something outside of, see, that's there's that element too, where, you know, so often people can look back and they can say, well, you know, if I would have just put in the effort, if I would have just studied while I was in school, if I would have just applied myself, if I would have just worked harder. But in this case, all that doesn't matter. You know, you've done above and beyond. And yet, you see the things that you've built and worked on being destroyed, or failing to launch. You're not being brought to fruition, and that is hard. You know, that's a hard thing. And these are things too where you have to take those back to the Father, and you have to say, "Okay, Father, what do I do? What do I do with this? What do I do right now? What do I do with, you know, I've put in so much energy, so much effort, so much time into something. What now?" Now, sometimes you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And so, yeah, that's a little bit of a hard reality when you were not supposed to be in certain situations in the first place. And so now, because you're out of position, you know, it's a tough line, it's a tough walk. So there's an element of that too. This is where honesty between you and God is the most important. Between you and your Creator is the most important. You've got to be honest. You know, I recently had an opportunity that came my way, and, you know, I was questioning it because on the natural, on the surface, it looked like a good opportunity. But there's something else that just quickened me. It's like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. Now, if I ignored that, you ignore those warnings at your own peril. You know, you ignore those warnings to your own destruction. Because see, here's the thing. You've got to understand that the world and the world system has no life in it outside of the life that it siphons off of you. I'll say that again. The world and the world system has no life in it outside of the life that it siphons off of you. It can only recycle your creativity. It can only rob your ideas and pass them off as its own. It can only steal the energy out of you and use that to power itself. It doesn't have life in it. That's why it needs to keep you around. That's why it needs to extract life out of you. You want to know part? Well, okay, I've been wondering part of this too. How do we win? You know, how do we overcome? Okay, to him who overcomes. Okay, well, how do we overcome? Because that thing about to him who overcomes is something that's said throughout to all the churches. Jesus said, you know, take heart, for I've overcome the world. Okay, so how do we overcome? How do we get over this thing and not be under, not be undermined, but overcome? You got to get above it to one. If you're going to overcome, you got to get above it. So how do you get above it? Well, you got to have a different perspective. You're not going to see what they're doing if you're down in the muck with them, tangled up in the weeds with them. If you're going to overcome, you've got to see things from a different perspective. You've got to see things from your Creator's perspective. So here's one. I'll give you one. And this is not an exhaustive list because I'm still meditating on this one. But one is to withdraw your power from them. Cut them off. Cut the worlders off. When you cut the worlders off, they can no longer drain and siphon off of you. So, you know, it's okay. Like for me, you know, God has blessed me with a mind that thinks strategically and creatively. So, you know, and there's been a lot of times, you know, a statement I don't like is when people say, "Oh, I just want to pick your brain." I don't want my brain picked at, okay? So, but, they want to extract those nuggets of gold out of you. Because they know you see what they don't see. And those ideas are worth fortunes. But when you cut them off, they can't do anything. Now, in the past, they've had the machinery to make those things work. Where so often what's happened to the children of God is we've been kept and marginalized, so though we have that which is within us that can shape and create an amazing reality for everybody, but we're kept away from the resources so that we can't bring those things to be materialized. Or when we start working on something, they come in and they cut it down. Now that's something that needs to change. I believe that's something that will change in the not too distant future as things come up, as things are reformed, as we transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. You'll see people actually being able to have their ideas, their creative their creative constructs, the things that they have built, you'll be able to start seeing them being able to action those and do something with those, okay? But, you know, we're still in the leftovers of an old system that has, by and large, stolen everything to be what it is. Very little in the world, in the world system, is not a result of theft. To steal, to kill, to destroy. Stealing, killing, destroying. Destroying solutions. My gosh, how often does that happen? Energy solutions. You know, right now as I'm driving, the place I'm in is in a power blackout. And the reason it's in a power blackout is because cheap energy for this place could have easily been given, but there are too many vested interests in the broken energy systems and the expensive and the dirty energy systems, too many corrupt business people involved in those, so they keep it away, they keep it locked down, they destroy it. What's the end result? Very expensive electricity and a lot of people without. So when it is on, it's expensive. When it's off, people suffer. That's the world. That's the world. Whereas free and cheap energy would make such a difference to people being able to develop, grow, build, have a better life, have a better quality of life. But you know what? That's not what the worlders want. It's never been what the worlders want. So, because their system also is powered off of the suffering of innocence in many different ways, shapes, and forms. Now, once you realize that, then you're not surprised when you see it. See, that's the thing, too, is we... One of the struggles that a child of God has is we bring our filter, our morality, our thought process into their world, and they don't work that way. So we can't imagine how some of these things would happen or why some of the people would do the things that they do. They can't imagine why we would live the way we live, why we would have the thoughts that we have, why we would have morals that we have, why we would make decisions the way that we do. So we're a mystery to them, they're a mystery to us. We're different species, different types. They've been infected by the darkness. We've been liberated by the light and the truth. They would consider you and I a fool for going with the light, and yet we walk in freedom. We walk in connection and relationship with our Heavenly Father every day, with the one that made us, with our Creator. And when this experience is done, we go on to the next thing with Him. Whereas they're lost. So, they consider you and I a fool, but just carry this out a little bit, and they're the ones that have made the catastrophic calculation, the catastrophic error. You understand? So, yeah, it is a challenging time, but one of the things, withdraw your power from them. You know something you can do? Here's helpful exercise. I remember doing this a long time ago. It was brought back to me just now. Sit down and just make a list of the people in your life and the things that you do, maybe on a regular basis. But start with the people. And from that list of people, just make that list first. Pause this, make a list, and then turn it back on. Okay, you done? Okay, the people that are in your life on a regular basis. Okay, good. Now, I want you to ask one question. After you've spent time with them, after you've been in their presence, after you've interacted with them, do you feel drained or do you feel filled up? Do you feel lifted up? Do you feel built up in your spirit? Drained or depleted? Which one? So go through that list and put them on one side or the other. One side is depleted, the other side is you feel filled up. Okay, you done? Good. Okay, all the people that drain you, deplete you. If at all possible, cut them out. And if you can't cut them out, because maybe you're related to some of them, or maybe, you know, you whatever, there's some reason that you can't cut them out, minimize their involvement, their connection, their access into your life. And for the ones that build you up, fill you up, quicken you, bring the best out of you, for those ones, double down there. Build your relationships out from there. Just do that. Do that one to start with. Cut off those things that are the parasites and the destroyers. And put your efforts and your energies in to that which is quickening and bringing out the best of who you are. Okay, here's another one. How do we win? Okay, we already talked about withdrawing your power from them. Another one. Okay, here's something we're going to need. And this is something for the community and the world at large. We are going to need a new financial system. A new system of exchange. A new system of, and I don't want to say currency, new money system. Because the world system that is there right now, the fiat currency system, is designed to fail and is designed to destroy the lives of the people that are in it. Because it sucks the value that's been created out from the people that use it. And it does this by its design. It's not a mistake. It's not a flaw in the system. It is the system. It's the very reason they use it in the first place. The fiat currency system is designed to extract value from you through sleight of hand that only people that have actually looked into it will actually know how it works. That system is going to fail. And when those systems fail, we need something that is a means and a way of actual proper money. Because you know one thing too? When you've got a proper monetary system, things like human trafficking are greatly reduced. Because a lot of the issues around human trafficking are created also because of finances. When people are not desperate and not put into a place of dependency, put into a place of loan sharks having to borrow from. When you start having people having hope for their future and access and resource, a lot of these things can't happen. And because the system has been designed to have a bucket with holes in it, where they are the ones under it catching the value that's disappearing, because of that, the value that it will have when it actually works, people will be amazed at how much more they actually have for their labors and for that which they create and that which they do. But we need a new system. You know, there's questions about Bitcoin and blockchain and all of that, of who's behind it and what it's for. And I'm not advocating for that, by the way. But the only thing I will point out there is that the one thing that that does show is that it is possible to do things a bit differently, and it is, the mindset is out there that, yeah, okay, there's other options. Now, I don't think Bitcoin is the thing. I don't advocate for that. I'm aware of it, but I'm not. That's not the one that I'm saying. But I'm saying we do need a new system. In some ways, I think it's a trap. So, but at least it gets the conversation going. So, things to be mindful of. You know, these are challenging times. Keep your own counsel, because the kingdom is within, so you can keep your own counsel, because your own counsel is within too. Allow the Spirit of God to quicken you, and as He quickens you, you go with that which is true and that which is revealed within you. Don't allow for the worlders to try to shame you and guilt you into silence. Look, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You have nothing to withdraw from. You've spoken truth from the heart from the very beginning. Continue to do so. It's because they cannot stand to be in the presence of a righteous person that they persecute you the way that they do. That's not your problem, that's their problem. And their judgment's on their own heads for that one. Because you've done nothing but sought to bless them and to help them. So let them eat it. It's not your problem. And there's zero guilt for you. Because you've done what you needed to do, which was to make the truth known. You've done what you needed to do, which was to be consistent. You've done what was necessary in order for people to be able to have what they needed to make a decision. Now, a lot of times they get afraid because of the implications of that decision, but you've done your part. So, let things be what they are. Keep on keeping on. Hey, 20 on 20 is coming up soon. Join us in prayer and petition to our Heavenly Father, our Creator, for this end of human trafficking, this end of modern day slavery in all its many forms. We're going to get together on the 20th and continue to meet up in the realm of the Spirit to collectively ask for one thing, which is the end of slavery, the end of modern day slavery, the end of human trafficking. So join us and drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you guys. Okay, blessings in Christ. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.